Recovery teams are on the ground in Canada. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says they're looking for pieces of a flying object that was shot out of the sky yesterday by the U.S. military. It's believed to be a balloon. We don't know where it came from.
Why are we only now detecting these and seeing these items? And why haven't they been shot down before? If they've been over U.S. airspace, why are we taking so long to take down these objects?
House Republican Nancy Mace of South Carolina on Fox and Friends Weekend. Off the coast of her state, a salvage operation is being conducted. That's where a suspected Chinese spy balloon was shot down last weekend.
In recent days, naval divers are said to have recovered potentially high-value equipment, but most of the spy airship remains underwater 50 feet below the Atlantic.
Fox's Brian Yenis. As tensions flare between the U.S. and China, the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps are holding joint exercises in the South China Sea. The drills involve ships, aircraft, and ground forces. There was apparently a false alarm in the skies over Montana last night. Something popped up on radar, but was never found.
They scrambled a couple of F-15s for what is now appears to be an anomaly. But they had tracked it for a while. It showed up on the radar, and they sent two F-15s to take a look at it.
Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke on Fox and Friends Weekend. The FAA briefly closed the airspace over part of the state near the Canadian border. More survivors, including a pregnant woman, have been pulled from the rubble in Turkey 6 days after an enormous earthquake. Officials say the number of dead in Turkey and Syria has surpassed 30,000. Dozens of arrests have been made related to shoddy construction. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Tennessee toddler who got a hold of a gun accidentally shot his brother. That's according to police in Chattanooga. The 2-year-old boy apparently found the firearm inside his home yesterday and shot his 13-year-old brother, who suffered a non-life-threatening injury. No charges have been filed. A major change for teenagers in one major Texas city.
Public curfews for minors have been on the books one way or another in the city of Fort Worth, Texas, for more than a century. The first may have been as far back as 1897. More recently, since 1994, it has been known as a teen curfew. Nobody 17 or younger could be out and about during late night to early morning in Fort Worth. The ordinance comes up for renewal every so often, but with it lapsing today, there's been no effort to renew it. City officials say the Texas legislature could soon pass a bill repealing a city's authority to enforce a children's curfew. Eben Brown, Fox News.
In Mississippi, there's growing concern about a sexually transmitted disease being seen in babies.
The number of babies being treated for congenital syphilis is up more than 900% over 5 years. According to the CDC, babies infected with syphilis may not initially show symptoms, but for those who are not treated within 3 months of birth, complications can be severe. Syphilis can damage a baby's organs, and the disease can pummel a child's nervous system and imperil their vision and hearing, and in the worst-case scenario, cause death. Mississippi is already home to the nation's worst infant mortality rate. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Outbreaks of norovirus, otherwise known as the stomach flu, are sweeping across the country. The Midwest is particularly hard hit. The virus, which causes vomiting and diarrhea, is extremely contagious. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.